Due to tight budgets and a significant cut in state aid for recycling, local governments are changing the ways they collect recyclable materials. In Pepin County, reduction in state recycling aids meant a loss of $33,000 for the county budget. Recycling and Solid Waste Coordinator Terry Mesh says that left the city of Durand and villages of Pepin and Stockholm with a choice.
Eliminating curbside pickup of the recyclables was going to be the most effective cost-saving measure that they could do. It will now become a private contract between the citizen and the private hauler to have recycling picked up at their residence or their business.
Mesh says a handful of residents have signed up with the hauler to keep their curbside pickup, but others will have to haul their recyclables to county drop-off sites. Joe Van Rossum directs the state's Solid and Hazardous Waste Education Center. He says Pepin County's is the first example of communities ditching curbside collection, but there are many other, more subtle changes being made to recycling programs across the state. His office has sent out a survey to local governments on how the 40% cut of state recycling aid is playing out.
Communities with drop-off programs have reduced the number of hours that their facilities are open and staffed. We're seeing reduced access to recycling possibilities.
In his biennial budget, Governor Scott Walker proposed eliminating the state's recycling mandate, but backed away after widespread criticism. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.